Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. We're happy to have you with us here on a Tuesday afternoon. You know, listening to the president speaking with the press in the Oval Office with the Crown Prince from Saudi Arabia sitting in there, did you feel as though he had a little agitation to him? It's like he's got a little itch that needs a scratch.
Yeah, he did, for sure. And he played the hits, you know, he went after the media. But in that case, I didn't quite hear the question because she wasn't mic'd, but the question sounded like it was pretty...
It was from ABC.
Intentionally agitated.
There may have been a little premeditation on ABC News asking a question. I wonder why. I want to get directly to our guest. Excited to have Molly Hemingway back with us, the editor-in-chief at The Federalist and senior journalism fellow at Hillsdale College. Molly, welcome back. Thanks for being with us this afternoon.
It's great to be here with you.
So we were just listening into, I don't know if you were able to listen to any of the press asking questions of President Trump in the Oval Office while the Saudi Crown Prince is sitting in there. But we noticed an agitation that the president seems to have right now, specifically towards ABC News and maybe their tone. But as we watch these Epstein files be, you know, discussed as to what should be released, how much should be released, why they should be released, I'm getting the vibe that maybe the president is having a little bit of a frustration about the way the media is handling this moment in time. I'm wondering if you think he's entitled to that frustration.
Yeah, I think there's something legitimate about that, which is not the same thing as saying he's handled everything with the Epstein files perfectly. But Epstein was a guy who was very powerful, who had a lot of friends in the Democrat Party, highly placed people, whether it was former President Bill Clinton or Reid Hoffman, the mega billionaire donor to all these left-wing groups, a close friendship with President Obama's White House counsel, someone in that White House counsel. And the media are treating this story about the relationship that Jeff Epstein had with President Trump, something that ended quite famously long before he was ever convicted of trafficking. They're treating this story like it's about Trump, when really it's about all these other people like Larry Summers and Bill Gates. And they're not showing a genuine interest in the story so much as viewing it as the latest Russia collusion hoax type story that they can use to get Trump.
Yeah, 100%. And I was kind of getting a little fit to be tied yesterday because, to me, Jeffrey Epstein's greatest sins are Trump's to bear, regardless of what facts are borne out in any information. The left has already determined what they need out of it, which is par for the course for the elected officials in the left who are the voices of this party. But it seems as though the Epstein files don't really matter to these individuals if it doesn't implicate Trump. And imagine being a victim of Jeffrey Epstein, listening to the Democrats articulate how really this is all about Donald Trump. I mean, I can only imagine how that would make them feel.
And how little they cared about it for so many years until they thought, what if we just said that they were about Trump? It's even worse than what you say, though, because Byron York, who's this great reporter out in here in D.C., went through all the files and all the stuff that's out there. And he was noting that the real story between Epstein and Trump is that Epstein, for some reason, and I'm not sure if there's any merit to this or not, but for some reason, he blamed Trump for the fact that he got in trouble with the law. And so insofar as there is a story there, a lot of it is about Trump cutting him off, kicking him out of Mar-a-Lago, taking the side of the young women who said that he didn't treat them well. And then, according to Epstein, apparently, him turning him over to the cops. That's a very different story than the one that the media and other Democrats are trying to paint about this individual. But I don't think facts are constraining people at the moment.
No, and we can't possibly expect facts to start entering into the conversation right now. I mean, we have to be very calloused to the way the leftist agenda-driven media is going to handle this. You know, you can sit there and you can drown yourself in facts, and if they don't pay attention to it, it doesn't help save you at all, or at least the people you're trying to impress upon. I'm wondering what advice you have for the president or the administration, the White House, and the way they're going to handle these next few days as this information comes out.
Well, I mean, I think part of what we learned about the Epstein story is that it regained its footing in part because there was this shutdown. The shutdown was harming the Trump administration's efforts to keep things going at the pace that they had been since he came into office this time around. You know, you just remember from like January up until the shutdown, it was like every day, this is happening on the border. This is happening with deporting illegal immigrants or criminals. You know, this is happening with taking on colleges or woke issues. Once the shutdown happened, it kind of just like screeched everything to a halt, enabling Democrats to focus instead on their pet issues. The Republicans should probably figure out that they need to control the news. And also, this isn't the best thing in the world, but probably they should just get literally everything out about Epstein. Just the interest is never going to go away. And the whole thing about the Trump administration is they focus on transparency. So they should just, you know, pull off a Band-Aid and just get it all out there, probably.
If it's all out there, we're speaking with Molly Hemingway right now. If it all does get out there right now, and if the president, you know, the what is he hiding story is bigger than the actual story, I think, at this point right now, get it all out there. And then assuming that Donald Trump isn't implicated, and we have nothing, no evidence whatsoever that suggests that he will be, this is probably way over yesterday's news come the new year.
Well, I just want to make one point, though, for everybody, including myself, who just said get all the information out. It's really not how things are supposed to be done. Yeah. And my point there is it is always very easy to make allegations or to interpret a set of facts in a particular way. And investigations tend to be private because of that fact. Anybody can say anything about anyone else doesn't mean it's true. Mm-hmm. And so even as we get all this information out, even as it's going after political opponents, people should remember why we have rule of law and why we allow people to respond to accusations before we convict them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All this stuff is important as Americans that we uphold, even as everyone's kind of bloodthirsty and hoping to get their political enemies here.
Yeah. The court of public opinion creates a media situation where we have people who are so driven by their politics and whatever they're learning behind the scenes and what they are trying to exact with how they report or what they report. If we got back to the facts and truth of the matter, we'd be much, much better served. Molly Hemingway with us right now, the editor-in-chief at The Federalist and senior journalism fellow at Hillsdale College. I was wondering what I originally wanted to talk to you about. Did you get to watch that Scott Galloway conversation with Bill Maher at all?
No, I didn't.
Okay, well, I'm going to set the table for you and for our listeners who also haven't. But Scott Galloway was talking, about how men today have, you know, every screen that exists in front of our faces. I'll just interject. I have four kids, but a 15-year-old son. So I'm leaning heavily into the direction that men are taking in this country right now. But the digital age, the AI age, the screen age, men can kind of be satisfied in every way that they need to be satisfied without having to go anywhere, pursue anything, risk anything, you know, face the possibility of hearing no and opportunity to get a yes. And he starts talking about gender roles. And I'm wondering, I respect very much your view on culture, on the direction that culture has to do with politics. I was wondering about gender roles today. If you feel like we're getting a little bit on the other side of the woke acceptance that a lot of people tolerated, and how you see these gender roles facing the country in the future.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, you know, I also saw this study showing that young women are less likely than young men now to say that they aspire to be married. And you look at these things that have happened throughout our culture, it paints a very bad situation, you know, for men and for women. We had so embraced and for so long embraced this confused gender ideology, not just on like trans nonsense, but also just on what does it mean to be a woman? What does it mean to be a man? How, you know, what role does sacrifice play? How do you have a really fulfilling life? And it is so awful that at that time when young men need to learn how to get out of their comfort zone and ask a girl out and have her, you know, and hopefully nab a girl, that we have all these awful incentives, like you point out, the screen time, which can give short-term pleasure and really harm your long-term pleasure. Mm. But also that women have like probably never been worse to deal with.
Yes.
on some of these issues too. I mean, we're just really bearing the fruit of decades of bad gender modeling, and it's harming both men and women, and they're, you know, probably both men and women are contributing to it as well.
Yeah. I wonder where the solution is. I've also noticed studies that say that people are going back to church, especially young people. And I can't help but think about the struggles and the suffering that we go through, certainly as Christians. I know you're Christian as well, but the Bible does not spare us from struggles. And in fact, most of God's plan comes through suffering. But the absolutely devastating loss of Charlie Kirk and the spur that it has caused for people to say, you know, maybe I'll check out the inside of a church once again. I'm wondering if you think there is a way to get culture back on track, men wanting to get out, women wanting to get out, start families and do all that outside of church, or you think that's the answer?
So my husband and I were just talking about this. We're Missouri Synod Lutheran. Our church is like packed to the rafters right now. It is something that has happened in the last few months where we've always been kind of like a big church, but it's just, you're noticing the young people coming in. And I'm thinking part of it is we have, you know, in our case, we're very distinctive about our theology and we're very bold about it. And we're not just trying to ape the culture. We have, you know, traditional liturgy and we're very like, we say what we mean and we mean what we say. And I think that's appealing to young people who are just finding nothing on solid ground right now. And they're looking for people who take these issues, these higher things, much more seriously, like Charlie did. I mean, his last 5 years where he starts to really commit to his faith, get married, have kids, he's realizing like, we are in a much bigger than political battle. This is a spiritual battle. And young people are sensitive to that because all of the institutions have been hollowed out and they are searching for something strong. And that is a wonderful thing. And I just want to encourage everybody. And also those of us who are older who are witnessing this, we should be telling young people about, you know, how good it is to be involved with the church, yes, how good it is to get married and have kids. Like these are what make my life meaningful. And we need to communicate that to people more too.
Yes. As a fellow LCMS Lutheran with you as well, I've noticed that the tangibility, like the definitive, if you're looking into the Bible, it has to say what's right and what's wrong. And a lot of church walks have tried to soften that blow, change the way it is. And you can tell at this point in time that that is not hooking people. There's something about that that doesn't bring people in. The Spirit's not moving in that way. That there's something definitive that people want. And I hope that people out there who are listening can find a church like yours, like mine, possibly. But, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing how that blossoms, even in the midst of really tragic suffering.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Well, thank you, Molly Hemingway. Please come back again. We'd love to have you.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye. The editor-in-chief at The Federalist, senior journalism fellow at Hillsdale College, a Fox News contributor as well, Molly Hemingway with us. All right, let's take a quick break. The YouTube live chat poll for today. We're going to speak with Jim Carafano in about 30 minutes from right now. We're asking you, how has your support for President Trump's deportations evolved since he was elected? So, yes, deportations are taking place across the country. We've seen it. You maybe have seen it in your own communities. How are you feeling about it? Have you stayed the same in your support and you support it? Have you stayed the same and you don't support it? Are you more supportive or are you less supportive? Annie Fry YouTube channel, go vote. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.